Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, Musical Medicine. When 5-year-old Bella was hospitalized for cancer in North Dakota, she received music therapy as part of her treatment. Many people have experienced the powerful effect of music on mood without understanding exactly why. But researchers have recently documented a clinical benefit. Music is now being prescribed for cancer patients like Bella and those suffering from Parkinson's disease, dementia, and trauma. King Saul reached for a musical prescription when he was feeling tormented. His attendants saw his lack of peace and suggested they find someone to play the lyre for him in the hope that it would make him feel better. They sent for Jesse's son, David, and Saul was pleased with him and asked that he remain in his service. David played for Saul in his moments of unrest, bringing him relief from his anguish. We may only just be discovering scientifically what God has known all along about how music can affect us. As the author and creator of both our bodies and music itself, he provided a prescription for our health that's readily accessible to all, regardless of the era in which we live or how easy it is to visit a doctor. Even when there's no way to listen, we can sing to God in the midst of our joys and struggles, making music of our own. Join me now as I read from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 through 23. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Saul's attendants said to him, "See, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord command his servants here to search for someone who can play the lyre. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes on you, and you will feel better." So Saul said to his attendants, "Find someone who plays well and bring him to me." One of the servants answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him." Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." So Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat and sent them with his son David to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, saying, "Allow David to remain in my service, for I am pleased with him." Whenever the Spirit from God came on Saul, David would take up his lyre and play. Then relief would come to Saul. He would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for creating music and using it to soothe us during times of struggle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.